got a DH in there today we haven't seen in a little while. How's Campy been doing and the decision to go with him today?
You know, he's been doing his work. You know, he hadn't been able to get as much. I mean, he got one at bat more recently against a position player, so that wasn't a, you know, great, you know, experience for probably either one of them. But, you know, it's an opportunity that the schedule presents itself. I mean, it's been less about Campy than it's been more about the moving parts of the group. And so, you know, we've moved Iglesias around. We've gotten guys off their feet, Bogey, Manny, Louie. You know, Sheets has obviously done a great job, and we want him in the lineup. So he's occupied a lot of DH spots. So just really hadn't been as many opportunities, and today we afforded him one, and it's looking forward to it.
Is there a little element of, you know, you kind of need to, I mean, at some point?
Yes.
3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, you want to use your whole roster. I don't like anybody to sit. But, you know, it's also a league where you're putting your best foot forward every day with what you have. So sometimes a 13th man or 12th, 13th man on the position or on the pitching staff, you know, doesn't get as many opportunities, and that's just part of it.
So report on the new garbage today?
You know, just getting some of the reports, but they're favorable. You know, went over to the complex, do a simulated game. I'm not sure the volume of it. I did hear it's like up to 94 and felt good and came out of it good. So that's as much as I've heard in an abbreviated time.
What's next with it?
It's a good question. So, which is why you asked, Rick. Yeah, what's next? We'll see how he recovers, and we'll talk to him about it. But there's a chance that, you know, he does another simulated type situation with more, you know, being extended out a little bit more.
Do you think you'll see him before the All-Star break or after?
That's really too where we're trending now. It's probably
too early.
It's a little early, but it's a plus or minus on either side of it. But it's hard to say.
Mike, it seems like in St. Louis you had a different closer every year. But since you've been here, you've had Robert coming in for the ninth inning. How comforting it is to see what he's been able to do these last 2 years?
That's great, right? You know, I mean, I was fortunate to have some good closers. You know, we had Reyes, who made an All-Star team. Robert made the All-Star team last year. Trending towards, I mean, it'd be stunning if he didn't make it again. You know, and so, but it's just so nice to, when you look and manage a game and look, you don't take for granted the ninth inning, but when you know you got the lead and you know that ninth inning's spoken for and spoken for well, now you've only got to figure out how to cover ground to get there. And we also have some other guys that can cover that ground, and we utilize them as well. So, but it really does start with the back end of your bullpen and knowing that that's something you can rely on. So, great job.
Mike, where is Brian Hoeing in his progress?
He's in a good spot. You know, he's getting to a spot where he's getting closer to being a Padre. What that time frame looks like, I can't tell you specifically, but he's now in real competition, going through a more of a normal progression from a reliever, pitched last night. I don't know how he recovered today, but if he can continue to pitch, inning plus, day off, go pitch, you know, and everything's coming out, he's ready to rejoin the club.
And then so far, so good with Hayward in his rehab assignment.
Yeah, DH last night, got 4 at bats, I believe, and, you know, he's going to DH again today and get more opportunity.
You know, the plan for Jason to get in the outfield, and then he's going to DH?
I think that's going to be Tuesday. I think it's DH today, DH tomorrow, off day, Tuesday, play left field. It's more about getting at bats right now. I think we're all confident you play good left field.